Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Jayanth Gumaraju, who is on a mission to make working remote more secure for both the employee and the employer. And Jayanth, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So tell us, if you would, for starters, what is the problem Banyan Security is actually solving?
Yeah, so at a high level, what you're trying to do is to provide secure remote access to employees and third parties for corporate resources like applications and servers without the need to use VPNs or virtual private networks. If you think about it, the virtual private networks, the VPNs, especially the remote access VPNs, is like a 20-year-old technology that was built for a very different world. It was built for a world where, you know, like people used to, the remote workers used to sit at home on their desktop, try to connect into the corporate network and get some work done. But if you look at today's world, it's very different. If you look at, on one side, there is this huge mobile workforce. I think by some estimates, about 40 to 50% of all people work remotely at least once a day. And that's a huge number if you think about it. It's about 1.6 billion people across the globe. And on the other side, if you think about the applications, they were just applications sitting in your data centers before. And now you have these applications spread across hybrid and multiple clouds, like, you know, whether it's Amazon's AWS, Google's GCP, Microsoft Azure, and so on. And you also have a lot of SaaS applications. So the big question is, can these old VPN kind of technology that was built for a very different world keep up with all this? And if you look at the data that's coming out based on the vulnerabilities that you're seeing in VPNs all the time, and then the kind of breaches that are going, it's very obvious that it's absolutely not able to keep up. And so the big question is, what is the right way to provide secure remote access for this new perimeter-free world that we are going towards today, which, a world without barriers, without perimeters? And that is one of the bigger problems of our generation here, and that's kind of exactly what we're going after.
And certainly do appreciate the insight and information to kick things off here today. Tell us also, why is this a problem for businesses and for workers? Lay that out more in detail for us.
Yeah, absolutely. If you think about it, remote access is actually a very horizontal problem rather than anything else. It's like, you know, on one side, it spans all kinds of industries. It's not just limited to either tech industry or the finance industry or healthcare. It's a problem that is in every industry, because in every vertical, people want to have the ability to allow their employees to work remotely, right? And on the other side, if you think about within a company, it's also pretty horizontal. Again, it's not just about whether it's the CEOs or the CIOs or anybody else that has these problems. It's about all the employees inside the company, whether it is, you know, like regular employees that are part of their workforce, or if it's third parties like contractors, partners, suppliers, vendors, and so on. All of them need to have this kind of a remote access solution. And that is one of the fundamental reasons why we think that this is like a really pervasive problem to be solved. And I think a lot of these things it's much easier if I tell you in the context of like one of the customers that we're working with today, a Fortune 500 company, and just the scale at which they are trying to solve this problem. So they have, this company has about 30,000 users, and of which about 20,000 are their regular employees, and 10,000 are like, you know, contractors, suppliers, and so on. And they are on all the different types of devices, whether it is, Windows laptops, Linux laptops, Macs, Android phones, iPhones, and so on. And this mobile workforce is trying to access their applications. That's, again, not just sitting on their data centers. They have about, I would say, 6 data centers spread across the world. They also have these applications spread across AWS, Azure, and a whole bunch of SaaS applications. And the big question for them was, like, how do we provide the secure remote access from this mobile workforce on one side to these set of dynamic and distributed workloads on the other side? And this, you know, is not typical to, like, you know, just this enterprise, but every enterprise that we talk to today has some problem or the other related to this. And that's why we believe it's like a really pervasive problem. And it's something that is a problem both for businesses and people across the world.
You're right about that. It certainly is. And we really are thankful for what you do through Banyan Security to combat this and solve these problems. So taking this even further, what are you providing through Banyan Security that helps solve the problems that you have mentioned?
Yeah, so what I think the good way to think about what we've done is to we've created like this really elegant solution that kind of brings together all the enterprise tooling that people are already using. Like people are using some kind of a tool to provide identity for users, right? Like the SSO tool. So people are using something to manage all their devices, like MDM tools. And people are using, you know, like EDR kind of solutions that kind of determine 0 days on your laptop and so on. So there are like a lot of these enterprise tooling that have been deployed today. And there is no good way to put them all together and kind of create this new intelligence layer or intelligence platform, if you will, that can enable secure remote access in today's world. And that's in a nutshell what we are trying to do. And I can actually go into a little more detail into this piece here because this becomes a foundation for a lot of things that we're doing. So we've kind of broken up our, first of all, I want to talk about this word called zero trust, I think, which is like a really pervasive buzzword right now. And even though it's a buzzword, it has some deep-rooted technical backing towards it, which basically talks about, hey, you want to have any kind of remote access that happens to be, you know, like authenticated, authorized, encrypted, and always done in a form that you provide least privileged access. As in, like, you know, the person should be able to access only the resources that they're allowed to even remotely see and nothing else, right? So that kind of a really fine-grained access control is what is the world that we are moving towards. And for that, we've kind of broken down a solution into three pieces. As I said, the first one is around quantifying trust. If you think about it, before it was about, hey, okay, can, you know, like Eric sitting at home access this particular, access this company network or not? And that was the only question that had to be answered. But today it's about Eric sitting on his laptop on his Windows laptop in a coffee shop that's not, where his Windows laptop hasn't been patched. And he's trying to access this really sensitive corporate application called Salesforce. Now, what is the right way to do it? Is it like, you know, do we allow it or disallow it? Now, the other question there is, hey, maybe he's trying to access the cafeteria application. Then what again? Does it still matter that he be really secure before accessing it? So it's changed from black and white to more like shades of gray. And so we wanted to have a way by which we can actually quantify that kind of trust that we can place on Eric, like at any given point in time. So that's kind of where we came up with the concept called trust score. It's like a credit score. Like, you know, credit score helps you, based on the score, allows you to get a mortgage or not, right? And in this case, what we've done is we've created this concept of a trust score where at any point in time, based on a lot of the factors, based on machine learning and stuff that we do, we kind of figure out, hey, is the person at this point allowed to access something or not? And that becomes more like a score that we can track and which is employee visible. So that's one more reason why it's really powerful, because it kind of brings them into the equation, security equation at the end of the day to solve this problem. The second part of the things around continuous authorization, what we built, it's not about like, you know, hey, I'm going to do one-time authentication and place you into the network and things are all hunky-dory. It's much more about me looking at it continuously to figure out, me as in like the platform, looking at it continuously to figure out what kind of activities are happening, have new vulnerabilities been detected in different places, should that affect your access or not, and things like that. And finally, when everything is okay, to allow each request to go through. And that becomes more like a continuous authorization kind of a system that needs to be built. And the third part that we've built is around distributed enforcement. It's not about like, you know, enforcing in some cloud somewhere and you finally allow the access to happen and go through this intermediate cloud that creates a lot of performance and scalability issues. What we've done is to create this highly distributed platform wherein the enforcement smarts are really close to the application. And it's deployed in company environments, so they get to own the data plane and also provide direct access to these different resources. So with these three pieces is what our platform is, what we call the Zero Trust Remote Access Platform that we built, is being used in several Fortune 500 companies and so on.
Certainly do appreciate your response and input there and all the details around that. Today we're joined by Jayanth Gumaraju, the co-founder and CEO of Banyan Security, that has over a dozen years of experience inventing, leading, and bringing disruptive technologies to market here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell us, what are the benefits of being linked to a company like yours, Banyan Security?
Yeah, so at a high level, I would say there are like three buckets in which our benefits fall into. The first one is on security. The second one is around user experience and manageability. And the third one is around performance and cost. In terms of security, if you think about VPNs, and other than the vulnerabilities that they have, the main thing that they do is they put you into the network, and then you can have lateral movement, and you can see all kinds of other applications that are there, run all kinds of attacks and so on. So in our case, the platform that we built enables you to have only fine-grained access controls to very specific resources inside the company. So you can only see very specific applications, and you can actually boil down to very specific APIs to which you allow or disallow access. The second benefit is around the user experience and manageability. So user experience is a very big deal today. Like, you want people to be empowered and be part of the solution, as opposed to IT teams going out and saying, hey, employees, just do something, right? And it's very hard to roll those things out without having proper buy-in from the employee side. So a lot of work has gone into the user experience aspect of things, and also the manageability of the whole thing when it comes to, like the admin console and so on. Wherein, again, before, people had to, like, you know, if you have VPN technologies, you had to, like, kind of manage what's on premise, what's in the cloud, kind of write all kinds of policies that kind of match up, and it's at the network layer, and it makes it really complicated, and you're trusting the network, which is a completely different ballgame. So here we kind of, like, elevated it up to the application level. What is the application you're trying to access? Who are the users? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of devices are they using? You know, you kind of like elevate the problem statement and kind of solve it at that level. And that kind of makes it really user-friendly, both for the admins and for the end users, like employees. And the third aspect is around performance and cost. Again, VPNs are like huge appliances that get deployed. And the nightmare is not about deploying them. It's more about managing them, making sure the rules are up to date, making sure that any network changes are reflected there, and so on. So what we've done here is, again, uplifted the problem, and because of the way we deploy it with modern, latest, greatest technologies out there, whether it's containers, elastic load balancers, and so on, it becomes a much more performant and a low-cost solution to this whole problem. So with these three, security, user experience, manageability, and performance cost are like the three big pillars on which our whole platform has been built today.
Jayanth, a pleasure to have had you with us today on the program. We're certainly thankful for what you do through Banyan Security and the solutions that you are solving and the services that you offer. If you would, tell our listeners where they can learn more about Banyan Security and also a way to be in contact as well.
Yeah, so our website is www.banyansecurity.io. And yeah, you can download all kinds of fun stuff, whether it's our white papers or whether it's a zero trust, checklist and so on from our website. And you can also sign up for a quick demo, and you'll be surprised how quickly you can get up and running in your environment. Without even needing to, you can start things off with just one application, make sure you're happy with it without needing to even change your VPN setup or anything. And then with time, once you're satisfied, you can roll it out to your other applications. So it's a fun way to get started.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. Again, Mr. Gumaraju, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us on behalf of Banyan Security. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Anytime. It certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Jayanth Gumaraju, co-founder and CEO of Banyan Security, with a mission to make working remote more secure for both the employee and the employer. And for all the details, simply visit banyansecurity.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.